questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend and esteemed guest speaker, Sheikh Noor Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you to the studio and, of course, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Dear Sheikh, in our Shia Islamic ideology, different to the other Islamic sects, we believe that the positioning or the whole manzil and maqam, the status of the imamate, it is even higher than the status of prophethood. Why do we say this? Do we have any logical and rational reasons, or is this just something we believe in?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you look at the verses of Noble Quran, you find out that the position of imamah is much higher than the prophethood. Let me share this verse of Noble Quran. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Prophet Ibrahim with different words and then fulfill it, قَالَ إِنِّي جَائِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. I will assign you as a leader, as an imam for people. قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. He said that even from my progeny. قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ أَحْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied that my covenant does not go to the transgressors. You see that in this verse of the Noble Quran and of course other verses, you find out that the position of imamah is much higher than the prophethood, and of course some of the prophets of Allah, like Prophet Ibrahim and other prophet, few prophet, they reach the position of imamah after the great test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of this reason, of course, many other narrations attached to that, we find out that the position of imamah is much higher than the prophethood. Because you understand that the prophethood is at least some part of the mission of prophets is to receive the revelation, share it with people, and of course to describe laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the message of Allah to the people. For example, we have فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Know that the mission of our messengers is to share with people and to describe for them in a very eloquent way the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And that's it, just to come with this message and share it, right? Propagate this message.
To propagate this message. At least is some part of the missions of the Prophet. But how about the imamate? Imamate is much higher than that. Of course, imam, when we talk about the a'immat wa ahl al-bayt, the progeny of Noble Prophet Muhammad, pure progeny of Noble Prophet Muhammad, they are not prophets, okay? It is granted and it is very obvious and clear. But the position of imamah that they enjoy, this position is higher than the position of the prophethood.
Right.
You know that the one of the positions of imamah is to guide human being and, let's say, have a kind of political leadership. It is one dimension of that.
Right.
Another dimension and aspect of that is to, spiritually speaking, to guide people toward the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we call it, let's say, Wilayat Takwini. This Wilayat Takwini, if you translate it to the guardianship or, let's say, existential guardianship, which is, as I said, a kind of a spiritual guidance of people and to take them toward the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know the translation is weak because a guardianship cannot convey the wilayah. Wilayah is one of the key fundamental issues in Islamic teachings.
Right.
Of course, Prophet, they have wilayah tashri'iyya. Prophets,
right,
they enjoy the, you know, wilayah tashri'iyya, which means conventional guardianship, which describe to the people the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Well, they have the right to come down with this
legislation,
law,
yeah.
And do and write laws in essence.
Yeah. Of course, the responsibility of propagation of the message of Allah,
right,
and the legislations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon the prophets.
Right.
But more than that, to guide people toward the, you know, destination, the final destination, it is a responsibility of imam. So please remember, it is not only political leadership, much higher than that, spiritual leadership.
It's leadership in all aspects of life.
Yeah.
We do say that Islam is a complete religion.
Exactly. So the one of the aspects of the completion of the original religion of Islam is imam, which is a kind of leadership.
Right.
So you can guess how and why the imam is much higher than the position of the prophethood. And of course, I need to emphasize that we are not talking about the Prophet Muhammad, because all of the Aim of Ahlul Bayt, they are the pure progeny of Noble Prophet Muhammad, and they are, the position of Prophet Muhammad is much higher of all creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
And of course, those prophets, they were imams, they have the, you know, much higher, you know, position. But we are talking about the position of imams of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, pure progeny of Noble Prophet Muhammad. The position is higher than the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And would the final prophet, the seal of the prophets himself, also be an imam?
Of course, Prophet Muhammad himself, Khatam al-Nabiyyin, is a seal of prophets. As I said, he is Afdalul Makhluqeen, best creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt about that. Of course, himself is an imam. He enjoyed the position of imamat and prophethood and all other characteristics of the noblest creatures of Allah,
right,
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So can we summarize imamat by saying imamat is a leadership, while in Nubuwa, a prophethood is simply conveying a message?
You know that it is very simple put.
Very if simply you, put, yeah.
I have to confess here that the... we cannot, at least I cannot, deeply understand the position of imam. If you want to have an overview of the position of imam, I recommend you to look at the Ziyara Jama'a Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam. He describes for you how high the position of imam is. Okay?
Right.
If you want to understand the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to have ma'rifatullah, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in-depth knowledge of Allah, you have to start from understanding the position of imam.
Right.
Okay. For example, we have من أراد الله بدأ بكم ومن قصده توجه بكم. If you want to understand Allah, your first step is to understand the position of Imam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to be a vicegerent of Allah.
A way to Allah,
right. And the mediator between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the creatures of Him.
Right.
And if you, focus and if you resort to Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam, actually you kind of, focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are representative of Allah. Of course, they are servant of Allah.
Yeah,
very clearly, they are servant of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the very great privilege.
Right.
Very great privilege to be a mediator between Allah and between the, human being. So, please look at the, we have in the narrations that Aballah an yajrul umur illa bil asbab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do anything except via some means. And we have in different narration, they mention that we are asbab. Okay, we are mediator between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The Ahlul Bayt,
household
of the Prophet. Right.
And noble Prophet Muhammad himself and his pure progeny, they are mediator between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his creatures.
Right.
Abwab ma'rifatullah, they are doors for understanding the, and having the knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
So, I recommend you to look at this Ziyara Jama and Kabir, and of course many other narrations with regards to the position of Imam.
We have one more minute, if there's something you want to add.
In one narration, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that فَجَعَلَ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا وَجَعَلَ لِكُلِّ سَبَبٍ شَرْحًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned for everything a mediator, a means. And he, describe all of these means. And then he continues, said that, عَرَفَهُ مَنْ عَرَفَهُ وَجَهِلَهُ مَنْ جَهَلَ ذَاكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَنَحْنُ. Some people, they understand the position of Imamah. They are, most of the people, unfortunately, they do not understand the position of Imamah. They are pure progeny of noble Prophet Muhammad, and of course they are the, if you want to understand them and how this great privilege of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been given to them, you can check these ziyara and of course other narrations in this regard.
And on that note, we will have to end today's program because we are out of time. I thank the dear Sheikh for joining us today and sharing with us his knowledge.
My pleasure.
And I also thank you, the dear listeners, for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin وحسين وحسان. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن. لعلي وحسين وحسان. لعلي وحسين وحسان. كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن.